You said you had a good experience with capecitabine. How much of an advantage do you think it is to have a non-alopecic chemotherapeutic agent?
I think it's a huge advantage because it goes back to the fact that women are living for years with this disease. Many times they are able to keep the diagnosis quite personal amongst close friends and family. Many people in the workplace don't know. And I think that hair loss is a sign. And even though they may feel well, people don't look as well. And I think it's a marker of illness. And I think that means a lot to patients when they can keep their hair.
Let's move back into the adjuvant setting. You were talking about capecitabine. I know you all are very much involved with the CALGB. There's a study now that HIMUS has comparing capecitabine to AC or CMF in women over the age of 65. How much of an advantage do you think it would be if, let's just say, the two turned out to be equivalent, to be able to have capecitabine as an option in older patients?
I think it would be a terrific advantage. The patients need to make the trip into the oncologist. I think oral medication that has reasonable side effect profile is an advantage.